Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. Men's Tea Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway, now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or visit menstclinic.com.
Shoot, yeah, it's hour three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Cowboys back to work today. A lot going on. And we'll have more on them coming up just a little bit later in the program. Right now, we're going to turn our attention to the world of college football. And one of our favorite college football talkers, Doug Farmer from Covers.com, joins us now here in the G-Bag Nation. And a good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
You make me blush calling me one of your favorite college football talkers. I'll take that any day of the week and twice on a Wednesday.
Shoot, yeah, boy, we love it, you know, and you bring it. Tell us about this. Texas in the number one spot. Are they better than Georgia right now?
Are they better than Georgia right now? Sure, I'll give you that. We just saw how much Georgia's offense struggled last week. Are they going to be better than Georgia in November? You have to give deference to Kirby Smart. We have seen this machine he has built. Steve Sarkisian, great coach. I love watching his offense when it's clicking. But we have to give some deference to what Kirby Smart has built and just trust that Georgia's going to get the SEC championship in the end, as much as Texas fans hate hearing that.
How much of an eye do you have on the Longhorns quarterback situation? Do you think there's any controversy? Is just Arch until Quinn's right? How would you approach that?
I don't mean this to be bad radio. I don't care. It's Monroe this weekend. There's an off week, and then it's Mississippi State. We're having this conversation 3 weeks too early. Is Quinn beat up? Yeah, it's an abdomen strain, something in there. And we've seen that really mess with players' seasons. But the fortunate part for Texas is they've got weeks to get right. Archie looked great. Archie's going to handle Monroe. Archie's going to handle the idle week. I'm very confident he can beat idle week. And he's going to take care of Mississippi State because they just can't manage Texas's defense no matter what the offense does. Get back to me for before that October 12th game in Oklahoma, and if Arch has really shined, maybe we have a conversation, but most likely it's Quinn Ewers. He's a possible number one draft pick. Give some leeway to him getting right from this injury.
Hey, Doug, how good really is Ole Miss? I'm just really curious. I mean, I see them putting up points every week. It doesn't seem like the schedule's been very good. I mean, you know, the opponents have been making payouts and stuff, so they get these games. But how good is Ole Miss?
You know, what's curious about this Mississippi team, we are used to Lane Kiffin. We have loved watching him get cocky in his play calling for years. What's curious, though, is this one is not based on explosive plays. They have the number one success rate on dropbacks to pass at 57.3%. That's not a completion percentage. It's much more difficult to have this kind of number on a success rate. Number one in the country at 57.3. They are more or less just succeeding most of the time when they drop back without the explosive balls. We haven't even seen that yet. That time will come because we know Lane Kiffin too well. So I think they're better than we realize just because we haven't seen Lane Kiffin really let loose with the arsenal.
Doug Farmer with us here from Covers. Doug, I'm drinking the big red Kool-Aid, man. I am all in on Nebraska. I think they're back. They're 7.5-point favorites at home against Illinois. Top 25 matchup on Fox. Are you with me on the Huskers?
I am, and you know, I hadn't checked that line today. I love hearing it's down to 7.5 because I'm hoping to get, I haven't bet my Nebraska money yet. I'm going to. I thought it was still at 8. I would love to see a touchdown pop up. Nebraska should handle this game with ease. We do not yet give enough credit to how quickly and how well Matt Rhule built these lines. That Nebraska defensive line, we saw what it did against Colorado, and I, more than anybody, lampoon Colorado's grocery bags across the offensive line. But still, Nebraska made it pay for that. Nebraska's defensive line is something for everybody in the country to worry about. I'm in. I'm looking forward to that Ohio State game. Do I think Nebraska wins? No, but I'm looking forward to it because that will be a real blue blood, historic type of game. And with a defensive line like that, it should at least be competitive. This weekend, yeah, I guess I'm already looking past Illinois. To heck with it. But let that line drop, though. I'd love to get me that even touchdown.
How about the OU's first SEC matchup versus Tennessee? How do you see this one going here, Doug?
it's really too bad for Brent Venables. He's a really good coach. He's an okay recruiter. His problem that he has on his hands is his timing. No matter who was coaching Oklahoma, this start of the SEC was going to be tough. They're a touchdown underdog at home. That doesn't happen in Norman, yet here we are. They're going against such a good Tennessee team, and Oklahoma's defensive backfield is not going to be up for that task, let alone its offense trying to keep up with Nico and company. I like Oklahoma. My one trip to Norman was one of my favorite college football experiences, but you can't get behind the Sooners right now, or in my opinion, much of their SEC play. Their offensive line is a problem that has not yet been fully understood.
What was so great about your trip to Norman?
I mean this sincerely. I have dealt with some college football fan bases who were just mean, and you know we can glamorize that, but when you're a visiting fan, you want to at least feel you're going to have a fun day. The Oklahoma fans were thrilled to see opposing fans because they knew it was just going to make for a better environment. And that kind of hospitality, yeah, the good banter back and forth, always and forever a necessity, but to not feel threatened in any way, the Oklahoma fans were fantastic, and I forever commend them for that.
Tennessee adding a 10% tax to pay the players, basically. Is this about to become the norm, Doug?
Well, I think the only piece of that will not be the norm is just outright acknowledging what it is. We all know these ticket prices are already through the roof. They're going to go up a little bit more. The schools are going to gloss over it. We've all bought concert tickets on Ticketmaster, and you think, hey, I got a good deal, $28, and they end up costing you $61 apiece because those taxes and fees that they don't tell you about out of the gates, we're just going to add more taxes and fees like we do on every other transaction in corporate America.
What are you thinking about this Big 12 matchup? We got Utah going to Stillwater. They're favored by 2 on the road against the Pokes. 2 old-ass quarterbacks with Alan Bowman and Cam Rising right now. But arguably the 2 best teams in the Big 12.
Arguably the 2 best teams in the Big 12. I'd rather just say inarguably the best team in the Big 12, and by that I mean the Utah Utes. If Cam Rising is healthy, and we believe he is, we have every reason to believe he is, but Kyle Whittingham is also as reliable as a Magic 8-Ball with health updates. If Cam Rising is full go, Utah's offense elevates this program. We've known for years, feels like decades, how good a Utah defense under Kyle Whittingham can be, and now he has an offense to play with too. Utah deserves far, far more credit than it's getting. Cam Rising, in my opinion, is worth more than the 4.5 points we've seen this spread move since it opened as Utah's a 2.5-point underdog on Sunday. Cam Rising should move this at least to 3, if not 3.5. I've been all in on Utah all since, let's say, since mid-July. I have not seen any reason to change that, and Oklahoma State has yet to look that impressive.
Doug, how bullish are you on Michigan traveling to USC?
I am not bullish at all. I think the Wolverines have a lot of problems on their hands. I think this offense and its inability to score where the field matters most. I do want to know, and I looked it up to make sure, this game is in Ann Arbor. It is at Michigan. It's not going to matter.
I thought we went the other way with that. My apologies to that.
I clearly wasn't sure because I didn't correct you out of the jump. I had to check to make sure I had it right. USC is going to come in there, and we can make a big deal of USC in the back. USC's played at Notre Dame every 2 years in mid-October. This is not that abnormal. It's going to be fun to watch in the Big Ten. I don't believe in Michigan's offense. And now you have Colston Loveland, questionable, the only returning starter from 2023. And he matters both in the run game and the passing game. You don't usually downgrade an offense because the tight end is injured. When he's the only reliable piece of this offense, if he doesn't play, I am downgrading that offense significantly. I really like USC in this. This line is down to 5.5, so you're getting under that key number of 6. Should be a low-scoring game because Michigan's going to try to shorten the game, knowing its offense is a problem. But if USC can convert in the red zone, USC is going to win this easily.
What is your best bet of the weekend?
My best bet of the weekend is going to surprise you. I really like Miami of Ohio as a 28-point underdog at Notre Dame. What is very curious about Marcus Freeman, many things, and this Notre Dame team is going to be entertaining to watch as we've already yo-yoed twice with them this season. Marcus Freeman has done very well away from Notre Dame Stadium. In his 30 games as Notre Dame head coach, he has gone 12-5 outright and 12-5 against the spread away from Notre Dame Stadium. But at home, he's 8-5 outright, 7-6 against the spread. It's difficult to put a finger on that, but we're at a point here where you have to acknowledge this sample size. Miami, Ohio getting a full 4 touchdowns. Chuck Martin has a solid defense. Chuck Martin is a savvy football coach, and Chuck Martin is universally respected. Notre Dame's not going to run up the score, even if it has the chance. I think Miami of Ohio keeps this like optically competitive, not actually competitive, but close enough that I cashed that 28-point ticket.
I love it, dude. I fell in love with that guy as soon as I saw him go viral for calling out Alabama for stealing their kicker over the offseason. That dude is an absolute legend. What about the coach in Florida, old Billy Napier? How many more days until he's gone?
Boy, you know, our news cycles these days, you said the coach in Florida. I was really worried you were going to say the other one. But, folks, just set it aside. Mike Norvell is fine. He's $84 million coming on his contract. Billy Napier, this is getting rough. I'm hoping he's there as long as possible because my second best bet every week until he is fired is wait till Florida is down and then live bet against Florida because that team will not compete once it's losing. It won't even think about it. This is my most reliable moneymaker this season. Miami gave us an exhibit of exactly how lopsided it can get. I hope Billy Napier is their head coach through that Florida State game just so I can fade that way nine more times.
Speaking of Florida State, that guy's going to have to eat the poop, huh?
And we've all said things we shouldn't have. We've all made claims or said we could do something. Most of us are not dumb enough to do it on social media.
Yeah, man, that one's bad. FSU terrible right now. Now I want to go back to Georgia for a second. You think they're going to get it together as the season goes on? You have faith in Kirby Smart. What is happening? What are their issues right now?
The easiest one to just broadly say is Carson Beck misses the safety blankets of Ladd McConkey and Brock Bowers. It's a more fun sentence if you say Carson misses his safety blankets of Ladd and Brock, because the names there, Carson, Ladd, and Brock, just really gives you that good down-home Southern charm. They're missing those reliable pieces. Give Carson Beck a few weeks of on Saturdays live action. He will develop that chemistry with his receivers. He's a more live arm than he's given credit for. That's why he's Quinn Ewers' primary competition to be QB1 this coming spring. Carson Beck deserves a little bit more credit than he gets because he doesn't have to put up fireworks when he has that defense as a backstop. Give him some time to find that reliability with this new set of targets. I have to assume Kirby Smart has figured that out and it will come.
So only week 4, 3 weeks down, but any early Heisman odds that you're looking into?
Well, I like my first three plays to start the year. I insist two of them are still valid. My first three plays were Carson Beck, Riley Leonard, and Cam Rising. I think we can scratch off Riley Leonard, but if Cam Rising comes out this weekend and really puts one on Oklahoma State, people are going to notice. And then after that Michigan walloping, I picked up a little bit of share of Quinn Ewers at 6-1. I regret that now because the price is so much better. But how much were running up stat lines against Louisiana Monroe and Mississippi State really going to matter to his Heisman campaign? Sure, the gross numbers, he's going to lose out on 700 yards and 8 touchdown passes. He's still going to have massive wins when it matters, and that is how you win the Heisman. It's the wins as much as the stats. Usually the wins more than the stats, unless your name is Lamar Jackson or Robert Griffin III.
Doug Farmer, Covers.com, sort of college football adjacent. Baker Mayfield says Bryce Young's story not written yet. Are you surprised how much Bryce has struggled in the NFL?
You know, I hadn't seen that quote. I like it coming from Baker Mayfield because there's a bit of some credibility coming from him that, hey, you can come back and do something. I am surprised. What is most jolting in that conversation is there was no massive consensus among those smarter than you and me of Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud. There was no just distinct, oh, one is good, one is bad. It was, hey, these two are both going to succeed. C.J. Stroud's probably better, but they're both going to succeed. And it's, in retrospect, this is not meant to be a hot take. This is just meant to say we might end up with this historical comparison, Peyton Manning and Ryan Leaf kinds of levels of disparity of career.
Yeah. Great stuff, Doug. Have a great week, and we'll catch up with you soon.
You know how to get a hold of me. Thanks, guys.
Salute. Doug Farmer, Covers.com. Okay, out of the world of college, Deion Sanders says reporters are envious of college athletes. What do you think about that? He thinks the media has become too hard on the players and says jealousy is to blame. Lashed out at yesterday's presser. Once upon a time, you guys never attack college players. Now they're making more money than y'all, and some of y'all are envious and jealous about that. Adding, your job does not say attack. If they didn't play well, leave it at that.
A lot of haters.
A lot of haters, man.
Has criticism of college players grown significantly here in the NIL era? Ryan?
I'm trying to think about that because I do think that there's a lot of things that have taken place now with gambling and things like that, that, you know, when players do make mistakes, you know, and I've seen players respond to, well, you know, hey, when you don't tweet at me when I make plays and I make you money.
Saying it's the media.
Yeah. You know? I'm just saying overall, mm-hmm. I think a lot of the media and stuff, But, you know, we all kind of feel like this is our job to report, you know, when they play well, you say they play well, when they play poorly, you know, you have to have analysis, you know, and that's the thing. I think with college players, it's unfortunate because they are college players, but
yeah,
but they have now stepped in that realm of being paid.
It is different, you know.
But, you know, it's tough. That part of it, I have really no problem criticizing professional players. College players are a little different for me.
They're younger, for sure, and they're not making a ton of money. You know, I don't know. I don't follow college fan bases closely enough to say one way or another whether Deion is right.
I know the things with LSU and stuff is myself and watching the games. I try and really, if they make mistakes, I try and keep those to myself. Or me and Hellman kind of.
Because you're from the old school where we just didn't do that.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah. I don't.
These fan bases go out of control, though.
They do.
I mean,
they
especially
do.
Just now with the transferring. I mean, we had like some of these fan bases are going to go and find their parents' businesses, and they're going to go on Yelp and just go one star, terrible reviews. Now their family's business is tanking because they're transferring from Oklahoma to Ole Miss or whatever it is. Like, there are some psychos out there.
Yeah, but he's calling out the media.
Yeah,
you know, he's
not
calling out message boards. He's calling out the media.
The media thing, I don't know.
I'm sure people feel a little bit more like justifiable in criticisms now.
Like, because you're actually earning money.
Because guys, you know, I'm sure there's been some level of uptick on that. I mean,
for
even
sure.
Talking on the radio, I feel a little bit better about saying some 19-year-old kid's name because he's making maybe $1 million. Those critiques now feel a little bit more reasonable than, say, a decade ago.
Yeah, when they weren't getting paid at all.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. You're like,
real amateurs.
Yeah.
Kind of being exploited. Top 10 at 420 coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are you taking it?
It's a big time day. Every single year, you circle this on the calendar. It's National Cheeseburger Day. 877-881-1053. You got a choice. You want the new best burgers in Dallas list or the top 10 fast food cheeseburgers ranked by USA Today? That's next.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
The Nation.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. G-Bag Nation. It's time for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 420. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today. carsforkids.org. And here he is, Zach with an H. Your Woolly Bully.
Thank you very much. Happy National Cheeseburger Day. And we will get to the best burgers in Dallas, courtesy of the Dallas Observer. Before that, I do need to slide in some Stars updates for you. It's Dallas Stars season getting ready to crank up here. But Jason Robertson, Stars leading scorer a year ago, is going to miss most of camp after he had to have his cyst removed from his foot at the end of July. That does not sound fun, but Robo still expected to be ready to go for the start of the season. And Thomas Harley got himself a new deal, 2-year contract to stay with the Dallas Stars. So did Esa Lindell, who will get a fat contract as well. He should be retiring as a Dallas Star. I believe it was a 5-year extension for him. So we'll get ready for Dallas Stars playoff hockey, probably their last chance to be able to hoist Lord Stanley's Cup with this current group of veterans. Yeah, Jamie Benn, a free agent after this year. And, man, I don't know. You know, this is an older veteran group. You're going to be running out of opportunities. Now is the time. But on National Cheeseburger Day, who do you think of when we talk cheeseburgers? For me, there's one guy. It's your old buddy, Brian Broaddus. It's Andy Reid.
He's got a section on his play call sheet. It's like the cheeseburger section.
Yeah.
Where he's got a bunch of different cheeseburger plays.
He knows the cheeseburger better than anybody. And here was Andy asked by a reporter about Cheeseburger Day.
Just National Cheeseburger Day. Do you have any plans to celebrate?
Yeah, McAfee just sent me a cheeseburger from McDonald's. I thought that was unique. McAfee's unique. So I can't wait to enjoy it.
I believe you when you say it, Coach, and I don't blame you for one second. You'd like to think McAfee got him, what, the double quarter pounder with cheese? If you're Andy and you find out McAfee's got a McDonald's burger in there for you, or do you want it to be the Big Mac? I mean, I don't know. Are they double Big Mac now? Are they still double Big Mac-ing?
Man, I am so partial to the Big Mac.
Big Mac's delicious.
The fact of how messy it is, but it's just so... Every bite's so good.
I think for Andy, though, I probably want to go double quarter pounder, though. I mean,
yeah, that's, double quarter pounder. Thank you, yes.
Even a Big Mac is just kind of like a double slider for him.
Yeah.
Could you double quarter pounder with cheese and then add mac sauce?
Yeah, what you do is you sub the ketchup and mustard, you add lettuce, and you add mac sauce.
Yeah.
And now you've got yourself a quality Big Mac. Mm. That is the double quarter pounder with cheese.
I think it's like a cheeseburger promotion going on at Mickey D's, though, right? Like 50-cent cheeseburgers?
All these fast food chains are doing a little something. I think they got the Dollar Junior Bacon with Cheese back today, Lucius.
Wendy's?
Just on the Wendy's app. But they're doing it for $1.
They ought to quit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they ought to quit, and I say that respectfully. They charge like $4 for a Junior Bacon cheeseburger, and they bring it down to its dollar price where it's supposed to be.
It needs to stay.
This is a special.
Yeah, well, just for today, you can go back to the good old days and get that Dollar Junior Bacon with cheese. Now we're kind of, you know, this is ridiculous what they're charging.
I wonder if Andy's like just an everything on it guy. Has he ever said? I've never even asked him that.
I think he was asked about which chain he likes In-N-Out.
He likes In-N-Out. He's a California guy.
Yeah, he's an In-N-Out guy.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's not a cheeseburger he's turning down.
No, but I wonder if there's a specific way that he likes his burger. I've never even asked him that.
I think the go-to question.
He's got In-N-Out Burger, then Original Tommy's in Los Angeles, and then a place called Hawkins House of Burgers also in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So, but I don't have the details. He says Five Guys is up there. Let's see. He says you got to have your cheese. You got to have a little mayo and ketchup.
There you go. Okay. Go combo.
Hold the mustard. That's a questionable take.
Okay.
And you can hold the pickles too, he says. Oh, but then, then he'll take the rest. I'll tell you what.
Nearly a home run till he included the mayo.
I've been introduced recently to the bread and butter pickles.
Those are nice.
Just recently,
dude.
Bread and butter. Where have you been your whole life?
I do not. I've been living under a rock of sorts. It's literally been about a month.
No, they're very nice.
Bread and butter pickles are fantastic.
Yeah. They are.
Is this breaded?
It's the greatest flavor. No. Like nothing about it, the way it looks or even tastes, connotes bread or butter. But
there's a sweetness to them.
It's absolutely delicious. Sweet.
Yeah.
The best tasting pickle in the world.
Yeah, they're very, very good.
And it's a must have now on every cheeseburger forward. Yeah.
I'm not gonna fight you on that. Here's the Dallas Observer. They've put out the best burgers in DFW. Where's your favorite burger place in Dallas? 877-881-1053. The honorable mentions on here, and really they just said 18, so I'm just going in order of what they put them. But Wingfields gets love.
Wingfields good.
We've talked Wingfields plenty of time. 5650 Village Glen Drive. And
just order one for the family.
It's huge.
Cut it in eights. Yeah. It's a giant burger.
Wingfields. Yeah, we call them hubcap burgers. So damn huge.
Hubcap burgers. Sorry,
hubcaps.
Like a full pounder?
They start at 10 bucks.
It's like on a plate. That's probably 2 pounds of ground beef in there.
Yeah, so they do like challenge level servings. So this might be a good place that we can take you to, Eric. Excuse me, 2615 South Beckley.
Don't have anything to do afterwards either.
That would be a nap time.
Yeah, because you're gonna put your feet up, brother.
Yeah. Dude, this thing looks like a gosh dang Mondo burger.
Yeah,
bro.
Double with bacon combo. We're gonna run you a full $20. But
worth it.
Looks huge.
And
it looks. I mean, their patties are gigantic.
Yeah, they're passing the eye test. I'll tell you that much.
platey.
They better not be false advertising me on this one.
No, it does not look like it. And a lot of people were shouting out Wingfields on the Twitters as well. Skyrocket Burger, which has multiple locations across the DFW.
You want I don't to think see? I've ever eaten at one.
I've never heard of it.
Skyrocket Burger, I've heard good things about. There's
214 just texted it in and said you're welcome.
How about a scouting report? Please, if you would, give us a text on the
scouting. So their single with cheese is $7.49, but the add-ons, they've got spicy mayo, secret sauce, grilled jalapenos, or onions. You can get all of them. Just say yes, please. But their burgers look pretty damn good. Angus beef patties that they ground on site is what they're doing there at Skyrocket.
903 says Coach's Box in Duncanville. You got Blackjack.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're going to get to Blackjack.
Oh, my God.
Surf Camp off Commerce Street.
Hey, Limebound, it's good. Eric, it's good, bro.
Coach's Box?
Yeah, yeah. Big greasy burger, dog.
That's the key.
The bag is greasy. It's so fantastic.
It's ripped down my dang floor. Yeah.
The paper that the burger's in is greasy and it's got kind of melted cheese on it. They've done it right. The paper.
Yeah, the cook got a new point in his ear and it's pointed backwards.
Hell yeah. Yeah, he better.
He talking to somebody else while cooking your burger?
Yeah.
That joke about to be good.
Yeah. Rodeo Goat being texted in. Rodeo Goat's also an honorable mention on here.
Oh, gosh. That is just so amazing.
Yeah. The Peak Inn off Peak Street is an honorable mention as well. The Lil Kahuna is their favorite house burger. It's $10.50. 2 1/3 pound patties. Comes with scratched Thousand Island dressing along with a slice of American cheese. Just simple and classic. And they're open until 1:30 a.m.
Oh, love that. Love that about a place.
Yep.
Maple and Motor right over here, about 4 miles
away. Maple and Motor made the list as well.
Terrific.
Yep, Maple and Motor made the list. Meridian made the list. We also have Knox Bistro, which is an honorable mention as well. It's a knife and fork type of burger that they want you to have here. But this is like a fancy, it's a classic rich French peppercorn cream sauce that's ladled over the patty. So they call it a pool of love on the plate that they're doing on here.
I texted my family about 2 months ago, maybe 6 weeks ago. There was this festival in the Sunnyvale ISD campus area, and these guys had a burger truck from Arlington. I have to get the name of it.
Yeah.
Because we keep threatening, like, we're going to go to Arlington and find the actual restaurant.
It was that
and have
damn
one of
good.
These burgers. So stand by. Just stand by.
Okay. 10, Kenny's Burger Joint, which has locations in Frisco.
Kenny's is good for all their things.
Kenny's has a bunch of different burgers. Their Italian restaurant's good.
Yeah. Rock and roll tequila.
Yeah.
The rock and roll tequila.
I brought you guys some meatball subs from Kenny's before.
Kenny's?
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. You guys like
some good food.
Yeah.
Remember the focaccia bread, the square bread with the meatballs on it?
Bread?
Yeah.
Focaccia.
Focaccia.
Focaccia. Hudson House comes in at number 9. We got some Texan. Hudson House also does weekdays 3 to 6. It's a happy hour. Burgers only $10 during the happy hour. They also do half price oysters. I've had the Hudson House burger. It's good.
Is
simple,
it really?
Classic. It actually is good.
Because it's like a brunch spot for us over the way in Las Colinas area.
Yeah.
Never tried the burger.
The burger is worth trying. And especially if you go for the happy hour, which, I mean, we need a day off to be able to do that. But it's worth it. And it's a good
value. Broadcast from there would be great.
Hyde Bar. Greenville Avenue makes the cut as well. Opened in Deep Ellum. They got caramelized beer onions. Oof. Beers are the burgers made from a blend of brisket and chuck.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck. Pickles and garlic, aioli on a brioche bun. That's what they're serving on there is the burgers.
That wall chuck roast.
Oh, yeah. That Hyde Bar sounds delicious. Good Friend Beer Garden and Burger House, East Dallas, makes the cut. This burger, 2 6-ounce smash patties, double American cheese, simply dressed with Q-pie mayo.
I love these smash patties.
Q-pie, is that the Japanese mayo?
I think so.
Yeah.
Are they just smashing flavor into these freaking patties? Because these smash patties are just outstanding.
I'll tell
they
you
pack
what
a different
is. Everything
flavor
I
punch.
See now is like smash burgers.
I'll tell you what it is. It's that flat top. They cook all that stuff on that flat top, and that flavor just sits right on top of that thing.
Mm.
And you push that thing down, and you're getting all that flavor from all day of cooking. Those
it's money, dude.
I did unfortunately say I said only $10, 817. If you're taking your family out to eat, dude, you can find a burger for $10 these days around here. That's a good deal.
Yeah.
These burgers
are saying that $10 is a bad deal?
Yeah,
when it's your happy hour, like, hey, this is like our specialty price.
So you can use $15 typically. I'll save the $5.
I was hoping your specialty price was going to be a single digit number.
Like $5. Yeah.
Well, Even Subway's not doing the $5 footies anymore.
Exactly. It's tough. You go to Whataburger, how much are you paying for a burger now?
But still,
you're going to a sit-down place, these burgers aren't cheap anymore.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to Chili's for their Chili's the Big Dog burger they got
they
going
do.
Right
Chili's
now.
Chili's has a good deal rocking.
They still have like the old-fashioned, the old-timer, whatever that burger was
old-timer
called.
Old-timer with cheese.
Yeah, old-timer with cheese. That's a Chili's thing, right?
That is a Chili's thing.
They had the Verde burger with guacamole on it. That was another good one back in the day.
Six, we've got Del's charcoal burgers in Richardson. Drive by that all the time from 75 coming up here. Number 11, double meat, double cheese, mustard, lettuce, tomato, and pickles. Getting double-double. Burger Schmurder.
That rolled right off your tongue.
You know it's exactly what it is.
Felt right at home.
It's delicious. Burger Schmurder.
Where?
At High Fives 1804 McMillan Avenue.
Okay.
Never heard of this, but I like the name of it. Go for the Maverick. Two patties with smoked bacon jam held together with hope and a toasted buttery bun. I guess the hope is because it's so damn big. You're probably not holding it together, baby. Then we got Blackjack Pizza.
Yes.
You have told us about, Lucius.
Yes.
That is a sleeper right there. Now, that is a good value, $6.50 for a single patty cheeseburger. And they say that their burger's pretty damn big. Dude, the pictures of these look absolutely divine.
Blackjack Pizza.
Yeah.
But the burger.
The burger. They got wings that are good. They have a full menu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Where is this?
This is off MLK Jr. Boulevard. They also have one on St. Augustine Road.
I've heard about that. Yeah.
Didn't Sha'Carri Richardson say that?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the one she said?
Yeah.
She sure did.
Yeah, it's good stuff over there, bro.
Wow. Bistro 31, Highland Park Village, comes in at number 3. Uses a blend of whole brisket and chuck, ground in-house, with some New York strips and filet mignon thrown in for good measure.
See, that right there, that's going the extra mile. That's not cutting any corners. And
if
that's
grinding, if you're grinding.
That's a fancy one right there.
That's Flavortown.
Yep.
Number 2 is AT Bistro, 8305 Westchester Drive. This is in University Park. They got high fat content, dry-aged meats that they're mashing up in their burgers.
Sounds
and
like
it's
a
also
winner.
Smash style. But number 1,
fat and salt.
All Good Cafe, 2934 Main Street. They started this in Deep Ellum. It was an institution 20 years ago. And now they've got a 10-ounce burger. That doesn't mess around, Eric. Melted white cheddar cheese, lettuce, tomato, bacon, and horseradish brine pickles from Hun's, which supply pickles to a long list of Dallas restaurants.
See, when I'm judging a burger, I just want to know how good is your patty. That's the thing, right?
Yeah.
And what kind of a bun have you paired it with?
Right.
You know, because all the putting the salad on top, you know, those are variables that, you know, are just kind of like how good did you source the lettuce? Yeah. Not how good did you pack that flavor
into
the patty.
But the meat and the cheese, and they got voted best cheeseburger in Texas.
If your patty decides to the grease decides to kind of seep into the bun, I'm giving you high marks for that.
When they
too.
Go the extra mile toasting that bun too just a little bit.
Yeah.
Buttering it.
Come on,
just get
man.
That grease in the bun with the patty and
But if you are a pickle or tomato guy, and you can see the difference between a quality tomato laying on
I
that
could do
patty
without the lettuce.
Or a quality pickle, you know, the best fast food pickle going to Popeyes. Yeah. And it's a world of difference between all these other places. Sorry, Chick-fil-A, you know, but it's just a different kind of pickle.
Well, they're half-assing it with their spicy sandwich.
Thank you, Woolchuck. Chef D's Catering, by the way.
Put some spicy sauce on
it. I totally
spicy sandwich.
You got a truck.
You want to fight during the damn break? Right. Go ahead and marinate some spicy marination.
Got
call it
spicy
there. Sandwich. Well, I'm wrecking my Here for the Smiles Chick-fil-A shirt, damn it.
Yeah, you're
taking
a lifer.
Shots over here.
You're a lifer at heart.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
NFL, shout out to LSA Burger and Ben.
Talk coming up next. Chief, what's in store?
Yeah, we got a little hodgepodge here. Got some NFL sad stats and a little Week 3 GTS next year in the nation.
Thank you very much, Lucius. G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. Loads of Cowboys news. We'll hit that coming up in the Expressway at 5:20. Here's Chief with some sad stats. A sports hodgepodge. And
a little hodgepodge. Got some sad stats in here. Also going to play a little Week 3 GTS, so you guys keep your fingers away from your keyboards. But I did want to acknowledge just how sad I'm becoming the more and more I learn and hear from.
That we don't have burgers here right now.
Well, there's that.
Made me hungry. That was a good segment.
That was a really good segment.
It gets me every year, man.
I wish I was Andy Reid right now eating that McDonald's burger.
Yeah.
Well, Mike Tyson talking about the upcoming fight. I mean, this just doesn't.
Are you guys with me now? He's going to get rocked.
Well, did you see what happened to Evander Holyfield? I mean, he got knocked out in the first round recently.
I didn't see that.
I mean, yeah, at the age, it's like
geriatric. This is a sentence this week from USA Today. This is a quote from Mike Tyson. He just said, it's hard to walk right now.
Yeah. I know the feeling.
That's a real, that's a sentence that this guy just said as he's gearing up for a fight. He does acknowledge that in 2 months from now, he's going to be perfect, though. So he's 2 months away from perfection, but right now it's just, you know, it's hard to walk. And at that age, off an ulcer, you know, I would imagine it is pretty tough to walk, probably tough to envision yourself getting into a ring and taking punches.
Maybe one of the most unforgettable lines he's ever uttered in the buildup to a fight, I want to eat your children. And from that, we have devolved to, I can barely walk right now.
It's pretty remarkable, man. Okay, week three, NFL. Guess the spread. We start with the Woolly Bully. Thursday night football. The Patriots go to New York to take on the Jets. Guess that spread.
4.
Jets as the home favorite.
I'm assuming here.
Yeah.
Let's go Jets minus four.
Let's go team. Then let's also go with
either of these teams. Are you kidding me?
No, of course not. Yeah. I'm not telling you.
Tell me this is horrible.
You just guessed the spread.
Bad handicapping. Next
week you might not like the game either.
On Thursday night?
Dallas and Giants.
Now I'm going to like that game. That's going to be 40-0 Cowboys win.
Ooh. Yeah, that's going to be a get right game.
There we go.
After the back-to-back.
Yeah, -4. Give me the Jets.
Okay.
That's a 6-pointer.
That's a 6-pointer, says Gavin Dawson.
6-pointer.
Brian Broaddus.
2.5.
2.5. Dawson wins 6.5.
Oh.
Jets are a 6.5-point favorite tomorrow night at home versus the Patriots.
You been box scoring the Patriots over there?
No.
They played better than I think. Than I thought they would, at least.
Than I think?
It was box score. If I see what you did, that's good.
I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
I'm not gonna tell you my formula, because then you'd actually have a chance here.
I know, because I stink at this.
Let's start with Dawson on this one. New Orleans welcomes Jalen Hurts and the Eagles into town. No A.J. Brown on a short week. Saints are rocking and rolling. Guess that spread.
New Orleans.
Clearly 4.
New Orleans -3.
I think it's clearly 4.
Okay.
I'll go
-3, New Orleans.
Yeah. I'll go Saints -5.
Broadest wins, Saints -2.5. 2.5-point favorites.
2.5? I'll take Saints. Wow. We should all go take Saints 2.5. They're going to kick the Eagles' ass.
Nice job, Brian.
Thank you. I was box scoring it.
Yeah. Yeah, you were. Let's see.
I was box scoring it.
How about this one?
Sorry. Can't watch 87 games a week. Like,
no,
but I'll tell you what.
This Sunday we were box scoring.
You have a TV package that you could if you wanted to.
I know, that's right.
We have the battle of the 2-0s here. Houston's going to Minnesota. Broaddus, guess that spread. Vikings hosting the Texans.
That is going to be Vikings +2.
Ooh, I like where your head's at there, Broaddus. Wolchuk?
Vikings -2?
Okay. And Dawson,
pick them.
Vikings are a home dog, 2.5. Broaddus wins again.
Oh, Minnesota's a home dog after just beating San Fran.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
that's not believing in Darnold.
Professional gambler.
Yeah, not believing. Not believing in Darnold. And I am excited.
I think it's more about the Texans.
The Texans have played two bad teams, and they've struggled in both games. It wasn't like they were running away with some pretty victories. So I understand that. Now Joe Mixon is not likely to play. And
I'm sensing Vegas mistake.
I need Mixon to play.
I'd be all over the Vikings as a home dog right now with the Texans.
I love being a home dog.
Yeah, and the blitzes.
Bet payoff.
I'm excited to see the Texans and C.J. Stroud, how he handles this Brian Flores blitz package. Because it caught old Purdy slipping a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see here. What's another fun game? We have the
Commanders.
The Commanders.
What's the Commanders spread?
Who they
That's
got?
Monday night?
Yeah, they got Cincinnati, right? They're at Cincinnati.
They're in Cincinnati.
I'll take Cincinnati by a touchdown.
I'm gonna say Bengals 6.
8.5.
7.5. You guys are all right in the ballpark there.
Yeah, ballparking it.
But it's the doubleheader Monday Night Football extravaganza.
What are we doing now?
So you also have Jacksonville going to Buffalo. Buffalo's at home.
Dude.
Guess that spread. Zach Wolchuk.
6.
Bills is a 6-point home favorite. Dawson.
Ooh, that seems a little rich. Let me get 4.5.
Oh, you got me there. Jacksonville +4.5.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a 4.5-point home favorite there for the Bills.
Sunday night football in Atlanta on Arthur Blank night. Free hot dogs and bags of chips. It's going to be it's good for morale in the building. Atlanta's at home, and the Chiefs are coming to town.
Ooh,
Kansas City plus 3.
Kansas City as a road 3-point favorite, says Zach Wolchuk.
Is that Dawson? Kansas City plus 3 or minus 3?
You're saying, I'm saying Kansas City is a 3-point favorite on the road.
Okay, so you're saying Kansas City minus 3.
Minus 3.
Yeah.
Well, he said plus.
I said plus.
I was just making sure.
Oh, my bad.
I was watchdogging him.
Thank you
I'm going to go Atlanta is a 4-point home dog.
Atlanta is a 3.5-point home dog on Sunday night.
I didn't guess. 3.5.
Yeah.
and you nailed that one.
How about this one? Detroit going to the very frisky Arizona Cardinals. Kyler Murray lighting it up. Cardinals at home with the Detroit Lions with a little bad taste in their mouth off the L.
Give me Detroit Lions. Favored by 2.
I'll take Lions by 3.
Give me Arizona plus 5.
It is Arizona plus 3, 3-point home dogs to Detroit. Finally give me the Cardinals. I'd be all over
nailed
that.
It.
How about Detroit being 25th in the sport as it pertains to passing expected points added through 2 weeks?
25th.
But that's not very good. Their rushing attack doesn't look quite the same as well, so we're watchdogging the Detroit Lions. And then before we go to football's finest, fellas, have we decided we have a triple bet payoff? Maybe we want to announce it coming up next in football's finest, but at some point we're going to have to commit to a Friday payoff live at Shakerton's in Arlington.
Payoffs,
I think I'm doing I think I'm going to do the national anthem. You think I'm going to go live?
I like that. That's a good national anthem.
Take a mic and sing.
Yeah, actually sing it. I'm going to see. I'm going to make sure if we can get it through the loudspeakers in the building. But it's definitely going to be on the air and loud enough for everybody in there to have to watch me fight through that.
Join us at Shakerton's. It'll be an enchanted afternoon of broadcasting a triple bet payoff. And yes, I will announce my payoff on the other side, and we'll see if we can coax one out of Broadus as well. That's all coming up next right here.